Zeg de Herbert bij Zijn Mishabe, Kalitos bij Stegater, Kabar, Sar, Barachamar. A wall that divides two courtyards, and the wall is 10 tzachim high and 4 tzachim wide. And there's no entranceway in the wall to allow passage from one chatter to the next. Now, that was the Mishnah said the wall is 4 tzachim wide, not to say that it makes any difference whether the wall is 4 tzachim wide or less than 4 tzachim wide. However, with regarding to a din that we'll have soon in this Mishnah, we'll be discussing a wall that's 4 tzachim wide, so therefore, the Mishnah right away mentions a wall that's 4 tzachim wide. But with regard to Allah, we're discussing right now, it makes no difference whether it's 4 tzachim wide or less than that. Marv and Shnayim, they ain't Marv enough. And these two chaserim that are divided by this wall, the 10 tzachim high, can make their own separate Eruvin chaserim to allow them to carry it from the house into the chaser. However, the two chaserim cannot get together to make an Eruv chaserim between them and put the food in one or the other chaser to allow them to carry it from one chaser to the next. And since the two chaserim are divided by a wall that's 10 tzachim wide, 10 tzachim high, and there's no entrance to allow passage from one chaser to the next, the two chaserim are completely distinct chaserim, and they cannot come together to make an Eruv chaserim between them to allow them to carry from one chaser to the next. Are you Barosho Peres? Elu Olam Mikan Ba'ichlin, Elu Olam Mikan Ba'ichlin. If you have a wall, the 10 tzachim high and 4 tzachim wide, and in this case, we're talking dafka about a wall that's 4 tzachim wide, and this wall divides two chaserim, and on top of the wall there is some fruit. The people from both these chaserim are allowed to climb onto the top of the wall and eat the fruit on top of the wall as long as they don't bring the fruit down to one or the other chaser. And since the wall is 4 tzachim wide, the top of the wall is considered a distinct reshut. It's a separate reshut from the two chaserim, and therefore you're not allowed to carry from the top of the wall down to the chaser. However, if the wall is less than 4 tzachim wide, it would not be a distinct reshut. It would be regarded as a makom ptur, which is not a reshut in itself, and therefore, in such a case, it would be allowed to carry the fruit from the top of the wall to one or the other chaser. Now, the Mefarshim say you're actually allowed to carry the fruit from the top of the wall to the chaser. You're just not allowed to carry it from the top of the wall into the chaser and on into the house. And you're allowed to carry things that are inside the chaser from one chaser to the next, even without a special Eruv. That would you need an Eruv to allow you to carry from one chaser to the next, that is, to carry things that were in the house and then ended up in the chaser on Shabbos, you need an Eruv to carry those things from one chaser to the next. However, objects that had been in the chaser from before Shabbos, you're allowed to carry from one chaser to the next. It's only objects that were in the house on Friday night, those objects you're not allowed to carry from one chaser to the next without an Eruv chaser that combines the two chaseres. So therefore, the fruit that's on top of the wall, you're allowed to carry it from the top of the wall to the chaser. However, you cannot carry it into the house. If there's a wall, a 10 tzachim high that divides two chaser, and the wall was breached, and the breach was up to 10 amos wide, in such a case, the two chaseres can make separate Eruvin chaseres to allow them to carry from the house into the chaser. However, in that case, they would not be allowed to carry from one chaser to the next. And if they want, they can get together and make one Eruv chaseres between them and put in the food in one or the other chaseres, and that would allow them to carry from one chaser to the next as well, because a breach up to 10 amos is considered an entranceway. And since a breach is no bigger than 10 amos, it's considered just an entranceway. So therefore, the two chaseres are still considered distinct since there's a wall that divides them. And since they're distinct chaseres, if they want, they can make separate Eruve chaseres. However, since there is an entranceway in the wall that allows passage from one chaser to the next, if they want, they can make an Eruv chaseres between them, and that would allow them to carry from one chaser to the next. Yoyser mikan, ma'arvim echad, ve'ein ma'arvim shnayim. However, if the breach in the wall is more than 10 amos long, in such a case, since the breach is more than 10 amos, that breach is no longer considered an entranceway. Instead, it's considered a pirtza. It's considered as if the wall has been broken down. And that wall no longer is considered a division between the two chaseres. So we no longer consider the two chaseres as distinct chaseres. And therefore, the two chaseres cannot make separate a Ruve chaseres. And it's now considered one big chaser. So therefore, the only option they would have is to make a Eruv chaseres among all the houses that open up to the two chaseres. And since the breach is more than 10 amos long, it's as if there's no wall at all that divides the two chaseres. So now it's considered one big chaser, and the only option is to make one big Eruv chaseres among all the houses that open up into the two chaseres. Second Arab in Paragzai Mishnah Gimel Chard Shabain Stechatir Amok Asara Baruch of Arba Marvin Shnayim Bain Marvin Mefer Avilu Malay Kash Otev. If there is a ditch that divides two Chatir, the ditch runs in between the two Chatir, and the ditch is 10 Tzvachim deep and 4 Tzvachim wide. And in this case, we're discussing a ditch that's Dafka 4 Tzvachim wide. If it's less than 4 Tzvachim wide, it would not be considered a division between the two Chatirs. And since we have a ditch that divides the two Chatirs can make separate Eruvi Chatirs. However, they cannot make a joint Eruv Chatirs to combine the two Chatirs to allow them to carry from one Chatir to the next, since the ditch divides the two Chatirs. Even if the ditch was built with stubble or straw, that ditch would still be considered a division between the two Chatirs. And even though the ditch has been built, but since straw or stubble has some value to be used as animal fodder, we assume that the straw or stubble will not remain in the ditch. It will eventually be removed to be fed to the animals. Therefore, even though the ditch has been filled with straw or stubble, the ditch would still be considered a division between the two chateres, and the two chateres are two separate distinct chateros, and each one of the chateres would have to make their own Erev chateres. They cannot make a joint Erev chateres to combine the two chateres to allow them to carry from one chater to the next. Male afros, roros, marvin machar, bain marvin shnai. However, if the ditch that divides the two chateres has been filled with dirt or pebbles, in such a case, since dirt or pebbles has no value to anybody, so it will probably remain in the ditch. So therefore, since the ditch has been filled, it no longer is a division between the two chateros, and it's not considered two separate chateros at all. Instead, it's one big chater. So therefore, the two sides of the ditch can't make their own Eruv chateros. Instead, we have to make one big Eruv chateros among all the houses that open up into both chateros, as it's considered one chater, not two separate chateros.